Hey, sports fans, it's world champion handicapper Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419, or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited.
Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you gotta be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. That's right, Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and it is Monday, and that means football talk. That's right, football talk after the Super Bowl, because the XFL debuted their league on Saturday and Sunday, February 8th and 9th, and we're going to talk about what we saw and whether we liked it or not. We're also going to cover Michael Irvin's talk about Tom Brady possibly going to the Dallas Cowboys, and I know Mike is going to give me a hard time on that. Plus, we have much, much more. Let's bring him in now. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, well, though, I'm doing great. It's always great to talk to you, my friend. I got to tell you, it's going to be great. Had a great weekend at Vegas Scores and Odds. Last Wednesday, by the way, 2-1 with the Great Bears Barroom, the Vegas Scores and Odds at VSAO Sports Advantage. Right now, though, getting it done, 40-26 last 30 days off sports. See, folks, what makes me special is I do all the sports. Danny Lee, the owner of the Score, once said, I don't worry about you no matter what month it is, because you know all the sports. Well, that's what I want to do in handicapping. And with basketball right now, NBA last 7 days, 1-1. NBA last 30 days, 16-14. College basketball last 7 days, 6-1. Last 30 days, 14-8. NFL all time, 302-260. NHL last 7 days, 2-0. Last 30 days, 4-1. So I'm winning.
That's
all
money.
All you have to do is go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com. We went over the 700 mark. I'm thrilled about that. We're doing well on Twitter there. We're doing well on Twitter as far as Bears Barroom's concerned. So it's been all good, my friend.
Mike, how much time do you spend a day looking at the game, scouring over your notes, preparing to make your picks? You give our listeners an indication as to the amount of work that you put into this whole venture.
It only takes me an hour.
That's nice.
That's it only, but it's an hour. But then it depends what I'm going to put down. I might put a little extra into things. Plus, I watch the wire, make sure nobody's hurt. You know, the NBA's famous for that.
Hold guys
out at the last minute.
Oh my gosh!
But basically, it takes me an hour to handicap. I got I got a couple games up tonight, plus I got a couple games for Bears Barroom today. But tonight I have the Duke game up at Vegas Scores and Odds, and I have an NBA game up.
Now, is the NBA tougher to bet on because of the weird stuff that coaches do with, load management, they call it, not playing their players even though they're healthy?
Well, it's not only that. It's such a grueling – well, it's not as grueling the schedule it used to be.
Right.
I mean, I can't believe they're getting 8 days off during All-Star Week.
That's unbelievable. 8 days. Oh, my goodness.
8 days.
That's
the people have been working 30 years don't get 8 days vacation.
That's right. They're going to come back out of shape.
That's right. 8 days. I mean, I can't believe it. Load management, they don't play that much anymore. They play 2-3 times a week.
Yeah.
But college is easier for me and easier for the system because they have a certain amount of games.
Mm, right.
They watch the load. But the load management crap, they don't even say that anymore. They just say guy's got a groin pull.
Yeah.
Or he's got a hamstring. They don't say load management. That's not good for business.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's really been a turnoff with, because in years past, the last few years, they used to use that term a lot. And
sure.
Who was it? Greg Popovich of the Spurs was famous.
Man, just telling you, we're sitting three guys tonight.
Yes, exactly. I just paid $250 for these tickets. What's going on here?
Yeah, LeBron's taking off tonight,
Oh,
come
my
on.
Goodness. That's crazy.
He already said he's going to play every game this year, so I'm happy to see that.
Hart 48.
He's going to attempt to play every game. He missed last year.
That's right. He did.
You know what? That's load management.
Yeah.
When you pull a groin.
Yeah, exactly.
Load management, man. That's when you know. So I think he appreciates good health.
Absolutely. Hart 4803 in the chat room reminds us that
I love Hart 4803.
He's the best. He reminds us that there's actually an All-Star game, an NBA All-Star game being played in Chicago this weekend. I've heard so little about the fact that that game is being held in Chicago. Are they purposely trying to keep it a secret?
It's a debacle.
It's crazy.
We don't have anybody participating.
That's the other thing. No.
I mean, we're so desperate. We were mad when, not we, but oh my God, Derrick Rose is canceling the skills competition. I don't give a rat's ass about him anymore.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's insane. And Zach LaVine, I watched the Bulls yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're garbage. And you know what? They don't always pay attention to details.
Oh, my goodness.
Zach LaVine puts up points, but he plays defense when he feels like it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They need...
No All-Stars.
That is so sad. And so, Anthony Davis...
And they say you reap what you sow.
You're absolutely right. Anthony Davis, the Los Angeles Lakers star forward, is now kind of the de facto host of the All-Star game because he grew up in Englewood in Chicago, South Side. He attended Perspectives Charter School from 6th grade to 12th grade, and so he's got Chicago ties. But, yeah, you're right. There are no Bulls players, not even in the skills competition. You would think that, Zach LaVine would have, been in the dunk contest or something.
It's a pathetic thing. It just, if this doesn't demonstrate to everybody how screwed up this once proud franchise is with the people on the top, John Paxson, Gar Foreman, what have you, then, I mean, I Bulls fans, I mean, my wife, I watched the game last night because I took the Bulls, plus 11, so they covered the spread, right?
Right.
He had a real good day yesterday. So I even won with the XFL. We'll talk about them in a bit. But she hadn't watched a Bulls game for years,
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was asking me, is Noah still on the team? That's how long ago it was. You know what I mean? The beat's going, is Joakim Noah still with them? I go, no. Yo, but I mean, she's looking. She goes, "Who's this guy? It's Frank Cornet,
Yeah.
Or who's this guy?" She didn't know anybody because if you don't watch the games,
right?
And besides that, they stink and nobody's paying attention to them.
Mm. Well, and I believe, and I'm looking it up right now, I don't think Noah is in the league. It says here he last played for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's 34 years old, but I think he's a player without a team right now. So
he's always been a player without a team, my guy. I love him.
He says that he's 100% healthy, and he's hoping to latch on with some team. Maybe he'll come back with the Bulls and make B happy.
Hey, you know what? I'd take him. But, you know, Cornette's doing good for them. He had a career-high 25 last night.
That's right.
They look good in spurts, but they have a coach that has no clue. They don't like the guy. Markkanen wants out. I mean, it's a debacle. The Bulls are the worst organization in the NBA, period.
Well, and you've been on them since we started doing The Advantage together. You've been on Paxson and Gar.
And I love John. But you know what? I'm glad you hit the shot, but that was like 30 years ago, man.
Please hit on a draft pick.
My God, please do something. I look, and all I hear is, I remember, they used to say how great their training staff was. All I see, Wendell Carter in a suit. The Bulls, you want to see the latest in men's fashion? Look at the bench with all the injured players wearing the new suit.
Yeah, what is going on with the injuries in the Chicago Bulls?
They've always had problems. They don't do things the right way, in my opinion. I don't think they have the right training method. Sorry.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, this has become an epidemic. When you add up the games missed by Chicago Bulls players, it's got to be up there at the top with all NBA teams. Although, again, who really knows what's going on with injuries? Because, like you said about load management, they don't use that anymore. And so they blame it on injuries when a guy is perfectly healthy.
Hey, but they covered the spread for me yesterday. So they were getting 11. I mean, Joel Embiid, he plays when he feels like it. He's out of shape. He's fat. Ben Simmons is the player on that team. I don't want to get off his back about shooting threes. I'd take Ben Simmons. He doesn't have to shoot one three if he doesn't want to. But, I mean, that's a team without any chemistry. They got rid of J.J. Redick, which was insane. That guy's an automatic shooter from 25 feet out. It's crazy. They're missing that. So I knew the Bulls could battle with them. They just don't have what it takes to win at the end.
That's for sure. All right, so if you're the NBA commissioner, they've just announced Mike North is now the NBA commissioner. He vows to fix everything that's wrong with the NBA. What's the first thing that you're going to do to make the game interesting again for basketball fans?
You know what? I got to be honest. I bring back the hand check.
Oh, nice.
I bring back the hand check rule where, you know, you're allowed to put your hand on a player's hip to people can say whatever they want while you're containing the offense. That's right. Because now you can't even breathe on these guys. So they went completely the other way.
Yes, that's true.
The scores are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The over and unders, I remember when they were 185, 190, 195, 2. Now there's games tonight, 228.5.
Ooh, my goodness, that's crazy.
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Let me read some of these off to everybody, what the odds are for tonight, okay?
Sure.
I mean, as far as what we're talking here.
Right, right.
The Nets and Pacers are 217.
Wow.
That used to be, the Nets and Pacers?
Exactly. Who are the big-time scorers of those
teams? That's low. Look at this. Hawks and Magic, 220. Hornets and Pistons, 205.
Oh, my goodness.
They lost Drummond. The Pistons got rid of Drummond. Timberwolves and Raptors, 230. The Kings and the Bucks, 228. Nobody wants to watch that either.
Yeah. NBA ratings.
If you're into a three-point contest, I'd bring back the hand check, man, like Jordan had to do.
Yeah.
Then we'll see how good these guys are.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, NBA ratings are down this season. There were lots of reports at the end of 2019 that the NBA on TNT and some of the other channels have just suffered, ESPN being one of them, just suffered about a 15% low in their ratings compared to last year. So that's a problem for the league and one they've got to address. It'll be interesting to see if things pick up now after the NFL season is over with, and will NBA ratings start to climb back up again. But compared to last year at this time, 15% down, 15% lower NBA ratings. Not good news.
And people don't like what happened in China.
Yeah, that was a big issue.
People, it's a turnoff.
That's a good point.
They don't like what happened there. They don't like a lot of people don't like a lot of, and this is just the way it is, mm-hmm. folks, whether we like it or not, this is, half the country don't like their stances,
mm-hmm.
the NBA stances, whether you like it or not. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people either way you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so the NFL had this mess 4 years ago, but they finally learned their lesson. they basically don't say anything.
That's right.
They stand for the anthem, just like at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They let the planes fly around overhead. They shoot off some fireworks, and they put their hands on their heart. That's not hard to do. That's and all of a sudden, their ratings are up.
Yeah. All right, let's talk a little XFL action.
I love the XFL.
Do you really? Do you really?
I won my first bet. I'm 1,000%.
I love it. I
had the Guardians. All I kept hearing, and I know this, I heard my buddy Carmen DeFalco.
Uh-huh.
I heard more than Carmen. Mark Trestman is the coach of the Vipers. They're going to put up nothing but points. I immediately took the Guardians, the New York Guardians, plus four, and won running away.
That is excellent. That is excellent.
I couldn't believe it. I thought they were talking about Vince Lombardi. But Carmen did bring up a good point. He's won three great cups.
Yes, he has.
So, you know, he's good at these fringe leagues.
Right. He knows how to generate offense, but I got to tell you, I saw a good part of that Vipers game coached by Mark Trestman.
That was one of the greatest games of all time.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I've got a little audio here of Trestman's halftime speech. They're trailing 17-0 at the half. This is him addressing his players, and boy, oh boy, you're going to, I mean, calm yourself, Mark, Mike, after you listen to Mark Trestman's speech here.
And we got to keep our poise, right? This is an opportunity. It's look around and let's find out who we are. Let's find out what we're all about. There's a lot of game left. Let's stay together. Let's get things cleaned up at halftime. And let's go out there. Offense, we start. Offense starts. Let's go to work. Defense, get ready. Go get that quarterback and keep playing the deep ball.
I don't find that inspiring at all. And Warren Sharp, who posted that on his Twitter feed, courtesy of the XFL, of course, he compared it with a high school football coach named Pete DeWeese, who coaches down in Strayberry, Georgia. Listen to the high school football coach in comparison.
Four quarters. Every time they blow the whistle, every time they put the ball down, we believe that this is the play. This is the play that we make a difference. This is the play where we put them on their back. This is the play we get in the end zone. This is the play that we get a stop. Believe with all your heart. Believe in yourself. Believe in each other. And believe that in four quarters, we're going to walk in this locker room, we're going to crank the music up, and we're going to dance.
Mike, who would you rather play for, Mark Trestman or Pete DeWeese?
Pete?
Yes, of course.
That's my guy. I'm all charged up, but you know what? I mean, look, Mark Trestman, are you kidding me?
It's awful.
I mean, seriously.
He's the worst.
I mean, you know what? I've been more, you know, but back in the day when I was dating, I'd be in a slump. I'd put on a better rap with a woman I didn't know than he does with that. My God, that's brutal.
He is terrible.
By the way, Philip Rivers is mutually, and the Chargers have mutually agreed to part ways,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. So do you want him here with the Chicago Bears?
I don't think Pace wants him here with the Chicago Bears.
No, I don't think he fits Nagy's system.
That's a quarterback controversy right off the bat.
Oh yeah, you bring him in, and all of a sudden, you know, that's going to be big
news.
And
I know I read on Twitter. I love Twitter. I read on Twitter about Prince Akamamura.
Yes,
Akamamura. Hey, man, my guy's good. It's some guy, right? Yeah. What do you want him to say? He's on his team. What do they say in private?
Well, the thing is,
you know what? I don't think as I look back,
uh-huh.
Mitch didn't have as bad a year as everybody's looking at.
I think
he suffered because of the running game.
Yes.
Other things are because of Nagy. Just.
Yes.
I'm not going to put it all on Mitch. That's a big mistake.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Matt Nagy needs to change his offensive system to one that is suitable for that particular quarterback and not want to play quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
I don't hear a lot of people saying get rid of Mitch. So why does everybody keep bringing bringing him up.
Yes.
Leave it alone. Let us play due to talking.
Yes, exactly. Do you think that Mitch Trubisky would be a better quarterback with Mark Trestman as his head coach?
Man, Steve Young swore by Mark Trestman.
Yes, he did.
Swore by him.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, as soon as I heard that, I go, we're dead. We're dead. You know, like when Jim Leland swore by Gene Lamont. We're dead. You know what I mean? When other people and other teams start bragging about people that they know and hang out with, we're dead.
The weird thing, Mike, is that he got all of these accolades from former players
Dave
and so forth.
That. What a coordinator. He's going to be, lights out in Chicago. We're dead.
But Trestman coached for 9 teams in 11 years. What does that tell you about him? He's either the most unlucky coach in football history, or he wasn't as good as the players said he was.
I'm with you 100%. The guy, look, this offensive genius stuff, are you kidding me? Come on. He's a minor league coach. That's what he is.
Yes. Berlissimo's in the chat room.
I think he's a head coach.
Yes, I agree with you. He doesn't know how to relate to players. I mean, you know, he's a nerdy guy. He's a quarterback's coach. That's what he is. He can relate one-on-one with a quarterback. But he can't lead a locker room full of alpha males. No. He just doesn't have it. Berlissimo's in the chat room. He's got a question for you.
I love Berlissimo with this new show.
I know. Pretty good, right? He's doing a good job.
Yeah.
He asks, do you think that 12 different variations of 5 offensive linemen is maybe having an effect on the Bears running the ball and passing the ball? In other words, you know, this offensive line is so putrid, you know, you're going to expect poor running and poor quarterback play. You agree with that?
Well, I mean, it starts in the trenches, so yeah, but I mean, that's why, you know, you can't give up on Trubisky.
Yes.
I just don't think you can. I think that, you know, you just got to stay with them. The line's got to get better. But everybody has injuries. But, you know, the Bears, they got to stay healthy. But how good was their line before they got hurt? There's not many Pro Bowlers on that line.
Yes.
I mean, Kyle Long, he was gone.
Right.
You know.
Charles Leno was a Pro
Bowler. What Pro Bowlers do you have?
Yeah, Charles Leno was a Pro Bowler the year before, but he was kind of, I think he was a replacement Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he's a replacement. They don't have nobody that's all pro.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not a big David Montgomery guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to have more speed.
Well,
you could hit, and I don't think he's got that turn, that edge speed. And you know what? I know he tries to break tackles, and there were times that he was caught behind the line, and he had one or two good games this year. But I don't know who's to blame. I'm still, you know, I know that Jordan Howard got hurt this year, so I'm not gonna say, you know. It could have happened here in Chicago, too.
Yeah.
All I know is I'd rather have speed in the backfield than a bruiser with a little less speed.
Well, I think one of the things that they liked about Montgomery is that he reminded them of Kareem Hunt when he was with the Chiefs. Yeah, because they had very, very similar attributes in terms of size and speed. And
but Kareem Hunt's faster, isn't he?
I don't think he's much faster if he's faster. They're about the same. But we'll see. I think, you know, if they don't get it fixed this season, the offensive line and the running attack, then it's over for Matt Nagy.
They got players with question marks on this team.
Oh, my goodness.
They got more than a few players with question marks. That's why they're 25-1 right now.
Yeah. Tooch says Montgomery made a lot of chicken salad out of you know what. The Tooch has spoken.
What did Tooch say?
He says Montgomery made a lot of chicken salad out of you know what. Chicken shit is what he was.
You know what? Sooner or later, Barry Sanders, I look, the great ones, I know he's not a great one yet.
No.
To blame the line for everything is ridiculous. The running back gets paid to carry the ball. He did. He basically, I know he's frustrated.
Yes.
But, I mean, you know what? We can't just put it on one thing or the other thing. I will say this, that when you're behind, it's harder to run the ball. And I will also say Nagy did not have enough discipline to stay with the run. So we're not blaming David Montgomery for anything. But believe me, I can think of 15 running backs I'd rather have.
So do you think that the Bears should invest either in a free agent running back who, you know, comes at a fairly significant price tag, or draft high?
No. Draft late. You know, I mean, we could live with Montgomery if mm-hmm. everything's okay.
Yeah, just draft a speedy running back to complement here, right?
Well, you'd like to, but we got one, Tariq Cohen.
Yeah, I don't know about him.
Well, I mean, he's a speedy running back.
Yeah, but he can't take a hit. He's like
5'7". Well, I'm just saying. These are things that should be considered.
My wife takes a bigger hit.
My God. I took over the end table the other day, went down, got right back up. Beautiful.
Well, we'll see. And you know what? Jordan Howard might be available. George Bayless says in the chat room. So
he might be. He got banged up. Maybe these running backs have a short life. I will tell you this. We could say whatever we want. As far as maybe he doesn't get hurt if he's with the Bears, here's what I'll tell everybody. I said it the year before. I missed him last year. Yep. That's all I'm going to say.
I know you did.
He was the only player missing from that team.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Kyle Long.
Yep.
From the offensive side. That's just me. But we got to move on from that, just like we got to move on from Mahomes or Trubisky or Watson or Trubisky. These are what we got. Right. We don't have a whole lot. Like I said, usually Bear fans, they bet the team up, like last year, into the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Bear fans don't believe. That's why they're 25-1.
That's right, 25-1. You're absolutely right. And I don't believe, I'm not going to put money on the Bears. I mean,
no way.
If I end up with an extra 100 in my pocket, I'll put it down. But
if it's possible, the team that was picked in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl, the Bears, this coming season has more question marks than when Nagy first got the job.
Oh, that's an interesting point.
Right. Is Nagy really what he is going to be, what we thought he was going to be?
Yeah.
Is Trubisky what we thought he was going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Is Montgomery going to pan out? Is the offensive line going to step it up? Now I'm hearing Khalil Mack. The Bears are looking at draft picks and might try to trade Khalil Mack. I don't even know if they know what direction they're going in.
First of all, I don't think any team is going to take on the contract of Khalil Mack. I mean, he's got like some $30 million of guaranteed dollars, or whatever it is. So they got to ride the Khalil Mack train for another couple of years at least. So I don't think he's a movable object. I really don't.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's one of those guys, if you have a defense that's missing one guy,
mm-hmm.
one dominant guy, then maybe you look at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's true.
You never say never about anything. Is it ever going to get better for Khalil Mack like it was the first year?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. We don't know. That first year was magical. And last year, he really, you know what, he wasn't dominant, but he wasn't the worst either. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, you know, but last year he did not have as good a year. I know he made the Pro Bowl, but that's a reputation deal. Do you really think he had that great a year last year?
Probably not. You know, I mean, he was double and triple teamed so often that it's hard to truly evaluate how good he was. And then who was it that was on one of the ESPN shows?
So the running back's because of the offensive line. And even though he's been double and triple teamed
mm-hmm.
since he's been in the league and been MVP defensively in 2016, all of a sudden, I'm not saying you're not right about this, Alex.
Sure.
Maybe he can't beat them double teams anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because let's face it, from 2016, 17, 18, I don't care. If you're a guy like him, you take a beating every game.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
You take a damn beating every game. And the guy tries so hard. But you know what? They run away from him, too. I mean, if I was game planning against him, I wouldn't run near the guy.
Absolutely not. Stay away from him. Run right at Leonard Floyd because that guy.
But I'm with you. That the Bears got to stick to their guns as far as defensively goes. And if they can improve a little bit offensively, who knows what's going to happen. I mean, I must have missed how great Eddie Jackson played this year. We need better play out of him this year than we had last year. I think a lot of these guys had sort of like sophomore jinxes.
Yeah, I think, you know, there was some bringing in HaHa Clinton Dix, who basically plays the same style as Eddie Jackson, was a mistake. They need to find an Adrian Amos type, Mike.
Yeah,
You know how much I love that.
I was surprised.
Yes.
When I heard we got rid of Adrian, my eyebrows went up.
Yeah, it's like, come on. You got the perfect compliment for Eddie Jackson. He can roam center field. Hey, Mike, speaking of perfect.
I got two for everybody. Last week, did well. This week, don't forget, tomorrow, Accountability Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. And Hawk Harrelson on Wednesday, we're going to do a little replay. We got some other things going on, spicing it up. We're here till the end of February. So we want to thank Vegas Scores and Odds for that. We'll be back. We'll be in hiatus, just like, you know, the Westerns used to do during the TV era, the great... You know, Cheyenne will be back in September. The Rifleman will be back in September.
Yeah, exactly.
Sugarfoot will be back in September. Bonanza will be back in September.
Exactly.
All right. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, the Magic play the Hawks. The Magic at 22-31. The Atlanta Hawks at 15-39. The Magic giving 8. Now, last week I said to Aldo, straight up, I said, Aldo, the Orlando Magic is -3, and Aldo remembers me saying, they shouldn't be giving anybody any points, so he took the other way and won the game. I will say the same damn thing. I don't know who the Orlando Magic have paid off, that they could be mop buckets and be 22-31, unless you know they're playing Atlanta, who's bad at 15-39. But you know what? I'm going to take the Atlanta Hawks +8 tonight, and back yourself up with the over 220. So Atlanta, +8 and the over 220. NBA game tonight, 6:05. Aldo, back to you.
Ooh, boy, Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks just had himself a fabulous game yesterday. And so if he continues...
You know how bad the NBA is?
How bad?
Guys like Lillard and these Damian Lillard, if they played the old rules, they'd get 15 points a game. They're getting 50. Nobody guards anybody.
That's true.
It is unbelievable what has happened to the NBA.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable, and people know it. And the NBA, they don't come out and play hard every night defensively. Mm-hmm. That's why you're seeing all these scores go up. These guys are in it just to pad their stats. And that's why you have a decline in viewership.
Yep, that is so, so true. All right, let me get back to some XFL talk because...
All right.
My impressions of week one, I was watching ESPN's, the Golic Show in the morning. And they were gaga over the week one of the XFL. They were like, this is great. This is even better than college football. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, it was okay.
Who's that better than college? Junior?
It was the older. He said it was.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah, he said it was. He said it was college football plus. Better than college football, but not as good as NFL football. And I'm like, I don't get that. I don't see that.
They average 17,000 people. College football averages 90,000.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Exactly.
I heard they fill, but not all of them, but most of them fill the state, Penn State.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
But it's fun for February.
Yeah, I mean.
These are minor leaguers. That's what they are.
That's exactly right. And so these guys, you know, they go out week one. There was not one quarterback who threw for 300 or more yards. There was not one running back who had 100 yards rushing. There was like only two receivers that had 100 or more yards pass receiving. This is a league that was billed as being a league that was going to feature a lot of scoring. Bettors were betting the over on every game practically, and I think there was just one game that went over. So I was disappointed that they've put in all of these rules to juice up the scoring, and we weren't seeing the scoring. Now, it is week one, so these guys, you know, are just learning to play with each other and so forth. And so what I got to say about it is they have to learn how to play and put some points on the board, because the novelty of some of the cool rule changes that they have is going to wear out quickly, and then people are going to want to watch some exciting, good football. Your thoughts?
I was watching NCAA basketball yesterday, but I did bet the Guardian game. I didn't watch the other one, so I turned the Guardian game on. I watched it. I saw I was up early, so I changed it back to Wisconsin, Ohio State. But I will tell you this. I like some of the new rules. I think the NFL will adopt some of the new rules. The kickoff rule is cool if you didn't see it, folks.
Yes, great.
It's a great rule. I also like some of the other things that they've put in. They put some thought into it.
Yep.
So I really did like it. I like the uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the coaches. I just want to know, I want to get rid of the Houston Astros title because of sign stealing. Yet, I'm listening to coaches up in the box go, okay, we're going to run the ball to the right. Well, if I'm listening on the TV, I'm telling the other team. I don't understand that.
That is true.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, you could have a feed of the TV thing in an earplug, and then I watch, and the guy goes, let's run the ball to the right. Right, run the ball to the right.
That's right.
They run the ball to the right. They're waiting for him. I go, well, sure, everybody heard the play.
That's right.
I don't get it. But I will tell you this. The sideline stuff, that will get old fast.
Yeah.
But they got to do something different. Vince McMahon's getting a second chance. They got Fox with them as a partner. So, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not going to make it. But, man, I'll tell you what. If I didn't have money on the game, I wasn't watching it.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that you just talked about was, you know, listening to what's going on in the sidelines. I thought one of the cool features was you got to listen in on the replay official going through his discussion with the on-field official. I got a little clip for you. The entire thing was about a minute long. I cut it down to about 30 seconds. This is the official on the field talking to the replay official about a call that was challenged.
Ruling on the field was a catch and a fumble recovered by the defense. Advance for a score. Results of the play is a touchdown for New York.
Okay. What we're looking at here is whether it's a completed catch. Okay.
Copy that.
One, two. Ball is loose before three. Completed. This is pretty tough. Football move or not? All right. We don't have enough here, so we're going to stand.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
That was the interaction between the on-field official.
Like that.
Yeah, and I thought it was a great look in at behind the scenes. The transparency of what they are doing, the XFL, is something the NFL should adopt so that we could have a little bit, you know, feel a little more sorry for when they miss calls, you know. But I thought it was very cool. The other thing that I thought was really cool, Mike, and I'm sure you appreciate this too, was the fact that they put the odds of the game, the betting information,
yep,
on the screen, and the broadcasters were allowed to talk about the betting and so forth, and that's just the beginning. They're going to add more to that and encourage people to go to foxbets.com or whatever that app is they have to lay bets on the game as it's going on. I think that's brilliant stuff.
The only people that think that betting isn't here to stay are people that don't know how to bet or never laid a bet in their life.
Yep.
For and I'm taking radio, TV, what have you. If you think this betting thing is going away, you're crazy. Or if you think you shouldn't program your stations with some sort of gambling show in mind, you're insane.
Yep, I'm with you.
I'm telling you right now. I mean, they've gone from we don't want nothing to do with gambling to we're going to put the odds on the screen for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In one swoop.
In one swoop.
Well, and my guy Hawthorne Jim out there, they're going to be they're getting – as soon as these – I mean, they did a record handle in Indiana with the sports betting. You know where most of the money came from?
No.
Chicago.
Really?
Northwest Indiana's kicking ass.
Wow.
And we're sitting there like goofs.
That's crazy. That's nuts. And what about that thing that I sent you on Twitter? The NFL is looking for a vice president to handle gambling.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're going to start embracing it in the NFL too. And they have to, because if they don't, they're missing out on millions and millions of dollars. They got to figure out a way to cash in into the gambling stuff. I mean, everybody else is making money off the NFL product except the NFL.
How Pritzker can just let Indiana take all this money. It reminds me of when they were selling, people would go over the border for cigarettes, they go over the border for handguns, it's the dumbest thing of all time. Dumbest thing of all time. We got nothing but, we always move like turtles. here in Chicago and here in Illinois.
It's so true.
It's ridiculous, especially with the property taxes the way they are. I mean, seriously. Get off your asses. Let's go.
Thank you. Thank you. I totally agree with you. So the NFL is indeed looking for a vice president for, what's the title here?
For gambling opera, for gambling,
yeah.
Whatever.
And so
they don't want me, baby. I'll tell you what. They don't want me because, here, I will tell you this. I don't know why they need somebody like that.
Uh-huh.
I really don't. I mean, the NFL's biggest secret is that they love gambling,
mm-hmm.
but they pretend like they don't. That's what they've always done.
Absolutely.
Every newspaper in America carried the gambling odds since I was a kid. Come on.
Well, Jimmy the Greek. Remember Jimmy the Greek on CBS?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
They had him on their own number one show, NFL Today.
Exactly. Well, here's the job description. It's listed as saying that the guy or gal has to protect the integrity of the game, advance the NFL's brand and reputation, drive fan engagement, which means drive fans to bet, and grow the value of NFL's data and IP. And so that means all of the money that they're investing on stats and so forth, figure out a way to make that stuff pay for you, pay for the for gambling, and pay for itself. So that, to me, Mike, I think
there
this
should
is
be a gambling channel.
Yes,
there should be a whole gambling channel.
I love it,
where you could turn on at any time of day and there's different shows, different things. I don't, something like that, but they don't do it. I mean, the Daily Wager, I like that show with Anita Marks and
mm-hmm.
Doug Kazarian
mm-hmm.
and all of them on ESPN.
Yeah.
The one on Comcast, that's the one on NBC Chicago, I'm not a fan of.
Yeah, so awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
They look like they just got out of school, did their homework, and now it's time to go bed. You know?
That's right.
At the school store. But the ones on, those guys on the Daily Wager are good. Stanford Steve, the Bear. Like I told Carmen, I mean, maybe we're too good looking. What do we got to, you know, maybe we got to shave our heads. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I'm happy for the fact that I was the first guy in American history.
That's right.
To have an NFL, it was called the NFL Handicap Show
mm-hmm.
back in 1989 on 1240 WSBC. And I did that for 3 years, and I saved the tapes, and then when I was offered, when I tried out for the score, I had my tapes.
That's awesome.
But I did handicap in the NFL with Parkridge Kenny, a guy named Danny Penny, Philly Dunn. Those were some great years, man. I thought it would have been, but that's how far back the NFL goes.
You still have betting. You still have those tapes, Mike?
Yeah, I got some of them.
I'm
horrible.
We're going to have to play one.
Yeah, I'll get some. I'll play it for you.
Yeah, we'll play a little segment of one of the shows. It'll be fun to listen to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so enough of the XFL. Let's move over to the NFL. You know, my favorite topic in the offseason is Tom Brady and where he's going to go. So,
you know what? It's the only topic this year.
That's right.
He's never had this issue before.
That's right. Well, he negotiated for a contract that would allow that would force the team not to put the franchise tag on him, meaning that he could become a free agent. So here is what Michael Irvin told WEEI Radio about Tom Brady potentially going to the Cowboys. Again, this is from WEEI, and the show is called Dale and Keith.
Help me through this part right here. I'm watching ESPN this morning, and they're talking about the subject matter is, should the Cowboys trade Dak Prescott, franchise him and trade him, and sign Tom Brady for a couple of years? That's not helping me through this.
Well, I can tell you something on that, because I'm just telling you right now, and that Super Bowl in Miami, some very significant people and I had some conversations leaning in that same direction, and it was shocking. I mean, I had a vodka cranberry in my hand, and when they said it to me, I put the drink down and said, let's talk a little bit more about this right here, you know.
Now, he went on Twitter the day later after this thing brought such a big uproar on Twitter. He went on and said, I never said that it was Jerry Jones or anyone with the Cowboys management right. that told me that. But so he diffused the entire situation.
I saw him talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Golic Sr. said, Dak, he's 26. You got to take Dak. But for 2 years, I'm sorry. Dallas is ready to win.
Right.
They're ready to win. I'd take Tom Brady for 2 years.
That's what I was thinking too, Mike.
I'm sorry. I'd like to agree with Golic Sr.
Right.
But that's what we're talking about here. If you can get Tom Brady for 2 years, I'd take him over Dak Prescott. They didn't make the playoffs. Oh, or did they?
No, they didn't.
What's everybody saying? We got to give him $30 million. Look, I like Dak Prescott.
Yes.
But if you got Tom Brady and you keep Jason Witten and Zeke Elliott and some other things, you got an offensive line that will keep people off him, why not?
Yep.
Now, that seems more realistic to me than some of the other scenarios, like Brady going to Chicago. Who's the goof that keeps... Oh, I'm sorry. No, look. Hey, look, if they picked up Tom Brady, the Bears, I'd be screaming, yes.
I'd like it, yeah.
I'm sorry. I know that people bring up his age. I think that there's guys... He's a freak.
Yes.
He's a freak. If they had Gronkowski, I still say they go all the way this year.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Now, Bobby Carpenter over at ESPN, he was on the Get Up This Morning with Greeny's show on ESPN. This is what he said about that whole situation.
But Jerry didn't get to where he is in life by not exploring every opportunity, every possible option. So I wouldn't surprise me if he would kick the tires on this. It's only going to help their leverage.
And that's the key point there, Mike. I almost feel like perhaps the Cowboys leaked that information out so that Dak Prescott and his agent would say, holy crap, they're thinking about signing Brady. We better work out a deal. I should have never said no to that $33 million a year contract they offered during the season. That could be what Jerry Jones is doing here.
Yeah, you know what? I just think that, look, I like Dak Prescott. But when I watch him, I don't say, boy, they're going to win a Super Bowl someday.
I'm with you. I'm with him.
I don't.
Yep.
Am I supposed to think that if they had Patrick Mahomes instead of Dak Prescott, that they're not going to win? Then I'm going, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. Even with the kid in Baltimore. Same way.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
I just look at Tom Brady.
Yep.
I look at certain quarterbacks, and say if Dallas had Tom Brady, if they had Mahomes, what's the kid in Baltimore's name?
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson. They got a better chance than if they have Dak Prescott. That's me. I say the same thing with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
He's 40 or whatever. If Dallas had Drew Brees next year, you ask the Dallas fans, who would you rather have, Drew Brees for a year or Dak Prescott? I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Dak Prescott, he doesn't register with me for winning at all.
Yeah. I mean, he's a competent...
Good quarterback, nice quarterback. Yeah, he's goes for yards,
right.
You know.
But there's a reason why he was a fourth-round draft pick, and he has played behind one of the best offensive lines in football. He's got one of the best running backs in football. They've upgraded the wide receiver position. He's got all the tools, but yeah, he has not delivered what he should have.
I don't believe in him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
If somebody said to me, you got to give him $30 million a year, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I know. Hey, look, I could not make the playoffs with somebody else and pay him less, if that's how it's going to be.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not blaming him for everything.
I get you.
But he's a quarterback.
I get you. All right, I wanted to touch on a story I saw in the USA Today, Mike, because you and I have talked on this podcast a lot about what is going on in the broadcast media. And, in the old days, we could get away with saying a little bit more and so forth. And now it's just so tightly restricted. Well, here is the headline that I saw in the USA Today. The SEC commissioner and the ESPN network analysts, they are condemning their announcer for saying something about scantily clad girls. In fact, I've got the clip here. Let me see if I can play this for you and see what it is he said and see what it is. Why do you think a big uproar was caused about it?
A good Valentine's Day date night idea.
Go hang out with the ladies. Honey, I want to go see some scantily clad girls.
No. one of the great family atmospheres that you will find in all of college athletics.
Oh, okay.
The gymnastics meet.
So they're talking about going to a gymnastics meet. They're talking about going to an SEC gymnastics meet, and the announcer says, yeah, I want to go see some scantily clad women. And then all of a sudden now, ESPN and the SEC are saying we're going to suspend this announcer. What's his name? His name is Booker. What's his first name? Barry Booker. He did it on Saturday's telecast of an SEC basketball game. Do you think that ESPN and SEC, I know ESPN pays you money, so be careful what you say here. But do you think they're overreacting to that comment?
Yes, I think so too.
I think so, too.
I mean, you know, I mean, it's just changed, though. I mean, you can't say anything.
It's crazy. Yet
they'll have the Super Bowl show at, from the Paradise Strip Club, it looked like, you know? You got Jennifer Lopez, some 50-year-old woman on a stripper's pole, you know? And I mean, you know, and Shakira, I mean, you know what I mean? And Jennifer Lopez slides her way into our hearts. I mean, come on, man.
Into our homes.
You know what? But it's a different ball game now.
Yeah.
Sensibilities, blah, 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 blue, blue, blue. I never gave a rat's ass about the sensibilities, and I still don't.
No, you don't.
I love scandal. I mean, seriously, who doesn't want to look at the cheerleaders? The Bears should have cheerleaders.
Exactly.
I mean, it's who's running? I mean, seriously, it sounds like Virginia McCaskey wrote that thing. She
That's
got
right.
rid of the Honey Bears.
She did. I'll never forgive her for that.
Come on now.
And I don't mean to, you know.
Look, God bless them. But, hey, women get themselves. I mean, look at the cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Raiderettes. Look at the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. There's nothing wrong with saying, to me, they're beautiful, man.
Yeah, that's.
They're beautiful.
They're
scantily clad.
Exactly. I mean, you know. Perhaps I'm wrong on this.
I think you were suggesting, you know, I'm going to go out.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you got to be. Maybe it wasn't the venue. And it's the reaction of his partner. Play it again. Listen to his partner.
Oh, okay. Let me.
Listen. That's how chicks used to get me sometimes. Like that. You know what I mean? Listen.
You're right.
A good Valentine's Day date night idea.
Go hang out with the ladies. Honey, I want to go see some scantily clad girls.
No.
No. That's it.
One of the great.
That's it.
The other guy's trying to get a promotion for going, oh. It's always something like that. Believe me.
Yeah, and we're not trying.
You know what that guy's saying today to Renault? He's saying, I'm glad I didn't go out with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we're not trying to demean anyone or anything, you know, about this. We understand that women have been, you know, objectified before, but I thought that was fairly innocent. And ESPN and the SEC probably should have handled it without any publicity and just told the guy, hey, you know, kind of refrain from using that kind of language, as opposed to now it's on the newspapers, now people are tweeting about it, now people are talking about it on radio and podcasts and so forth.
Yeah, ESPN just has to be careful, and they want to put it out. They want to put out the fire.
Yeah.
I hope the guy isn't getting any trouble.
I hope so, too. All right. Did you see any of the Oscars last night? And if so,
I saw none of them. You know why? Because I knew what was going to happen, and it did right off the bat. What is wrong with him? I can't imagine in the old days Dean Martin or Richard Burton or any, all these guys coming out, Sinatra, any of these guys going, hey, man. Biggest moment of my life, but John Bolton, man, how could you not? Come on, you're Brad Pitt. Now half the country hates your ass. You had it made. You crawled back in. You got the job done. Everybody loves the movie. The movie got it shoved right up its rectum with some stupid South Korean Ford film,
oh my God,
which is ridiculous. And to me, I mean, come on, you're Brad Pitt, man. Just be better than that. He was just so weak.
Do you think that a foreign language movie that's already in its own category for foreign language and won best picture?
It's already got a best international film, sorry.
Yeah, so do you think that they should not be allowed to be
hell
in?
Hell no.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
Hell no. Wait a minute. I'm glad. Look, don't know what the budget was. It made $35 million. Once upon a time in Hollywood, it's going to make $400 million.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Easily.
I mean, come on now. And the effort and everything else. They're so elite out there, they just want to be different. I'll tell you this right now.
Uh-huh.
My dad would have never come home and said, hey, kids, get everybody together. We'll take some of your friends. There's a subtitled South Korean film at the Devon Theater. Give me a God-blessed break.
Bring,
and everybody's afraid to say it.
Bring your reading glasses.
I'll never see it. I'll never see it. You know what? And they're wonderful people, I'm sure. But there's no way. I've seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood 3 times already.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, I did see Parasite. And
how was it?
It is an excellent, excellent movie.
But, man, I don't go to the movie to read for 2 hours.
I know. Americans hate
it. What the hell is going on? Come on. You know what I mean with the subtitles and everything?
Yeah, I'm sitting there last night with my stepdaughter, and I told her, you should see that movie. She goes, hell no. I'm not going to go watch a movie for 2 hours and read it.
I used to have at one of our hot dog stands. It was a great place, Mickey's. It was a beauty salon next door. All Korean women,
mm-hmm.
okay, on Irving and Central Park.
Uh-huh.
They'd come in for lunch.
Uh-huh.
After about a half an hour of them jabbering away in Korean, all uh-huh. right, that's enough. All right?
Get out.
How could I go for 2 hours of it? And by the way, the Irishman, they just hate Scorsese because he's Italian.
I don't get that.
They hate him because he's Italian. Yeah. Always have, always will.
They did not win an Academy Award. I think they only won one or maybe zero Golden Globes. I'm just shocked that they were basically shut out of the major awards.
Why not? They don't give Scorsese anything. They don't. Look what they did. If you're Italian, mm-hmm. you're lucky to get one. Look at Pacino.
That's true.
Pacino might be the greatest actor of the last 50 years.
Uh-huh.
There's an argument.
Uh-huh.
He's got one damn Oscar
for a movie
he was okay in.
Doesn't make sense.
Sense of a Woman compared to the other ones.
Right, right. And what was
Look at Denzel Washington. He's got two, but he got one for Glory. He was fantastic.
Yes, best supporting actor.
But then he gets one for what? Training Day?
Hey, I thought that performance was outstanding. I'm not sure.
I did too. He was an angry cop. That's a reach. Come on. Right?
Yes. He was evil.
He was great. He's been great in almost everything he's ever done, right?
Yes,
how about American Gangsters, Frank Lucas?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
So these guys all get short shrift.
Hey, In 1981? Yeah, the 1981 Oscars, Raging Bull, which has been voted the best movie in the 1980s, lost to, I'm trying to remember what movie it was.
Was it Gandhi?
Was it?
Ordinary people.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Some goofy kid that wanted to kill himself. Wants to kill himself. And Mary Tyler Moore goes into a depression, and Donald Sutherland just looks out the window. And that's what beat out Raging Bull.
That's right.
Raging Bull was on the other night. It never gets old.
Oh, that's another one of those movies. I don't care what part of the movie it's in. I'm stopping, and I'm going to take a look at it. I love it.
Gandhi, ordinary people, these people in Hollywood, they give the awards to the biggest bunch of crap. I mean, it was okay, Gandhi, but come on.
Hey, let me tell you something. Has Ordinary People played on any TV station or anywhere since it won an Oscar? That movie has disappeared. I don't think they can
find it. Maybe I'll play it on my way out when I have my terminal disease down the line.
That is awesome.
God, look, you know what? They should have the blue collar Oscars. Back in the day, how was Matt Helm not nominated for an Academy Award?
Oh, yes. Dean Martin, Matt Helm.
Our man Flint with James Colbert, not up for best actor.
Love it. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They don't This is all elitist crap. With the blue collar Oscars, I can promise you this. There will never be a South Korean winner. That I will tell you. And no subtitles allowed.
No, not even for credits. Don't even have credits. Just when the movie ends, just say the end and that's it.
What happens if you're blind? And you want to see the movie. You're screwed.
You can't see.
I mean, come on. But it was good. I mean, I didn't watch it. I watched clips this morning.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got 45 seconds. You're Brad Pitt. You bring up that guy. He's a B player. Jesus.
In
years from now, when they play these Academy Award speeches from Betty, he just knocked himself out of the box. They're not going to play that shit.
They're not. They're not. That is
come on. I loved Renee Zellweger. Uh-huh. She deserved it, man.
She did.
Never been a huge fan. As Judy Garland. If you haven't seen Judy, folks, she is unbelievable.
So you saw that movie.
Oh, she was better than Pitt or anybody.
Oh.
She did the best acting job this year.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Better than De Niro and Pesci and
really?
The Irishman. Better than Brad Pitt and DiCaprio. And she was, see Judy. It's Judy Garland at her worst in her waning years.
I think I'll pass on that one. I'm not going to watch that movie. I told my wife, no way am I going to see Judy Garland movie.
Why not?
I didn't like Judy Garland when she was alive and well. I'm not going to watch a movie.
She's always a crybaby. I work too hard. You know, like Carrie Fisher.
Yeah,
Debbie Reynolds.
I got my own problems.
She loved being a Hollywood star. Carrie Fisher. She was a child of privilege, and all she did was moan.
That's right.
And get one of the great vehicles of all time, Star Wars.
Oh, my gosh.
Know?
She lucked
but
into
Judy
that.
Judy Garland, I was never a big fan either, Aldo.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see this movie, you'll enjoy it. Just for the way that she plays her, it's unbelievable.
All right. I'll give it the 10-minute test. I like giving
give
movies
it the
a
10-minute test.
Yes. If it grabs me in 10 minutes, then I'll watch the whole 2 hours.
Right.
Begrudgingly. All right,
how
Mike.
How can you say you won't see Judy, but you want to see Parasite?
That's true.
What the hell is the matter with everybody?
Mike, another great show. Tell people where they can go for their betting needs. VegasScoresAndOdds.com. That's where they should go, right?
Vegas Scores and Odds. Check it all out. Get it all down there. Got packages and everything else. And by the way, folks, we got the podcast coming up in about 20 minutes.
That's right.
I mean, I can't wait just to listen to the Academy Awards stuff.
That's
I love
great.
You, Aldo.
Love you
Take
too,
care,
brother.
Everybody.
Take care.